Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
All right, so when I saw Pastor's text, the first thing, because it's December now, and then, you know, we are wrapping the year gradually and everything, the first thing that came to my head was Thanksgiving. You know, that's the culture for every December. You want us to come to preach like this, it's Thanksgiving, gratitude. If you don't say it directly like that, you'll find ways to put it together, you know, and everything. But there's a thought that God has put in my mind and in my heart since a long time. So he just said, so that thing that you've been writing, now is the time to share it. I was like, okay, God, if that's what you want, then that's what we'll do, right? So it looks like, you know, some of these messages that we hear at the beginning of the year, and, you know, so that we can, you know, get up by ourselves, get prepared for the year and everything. But I believe it is a word in season. Somebody say word in season. Anytime the word of the Lord comes, it is always the word for that moment, for that season. And, you know, it always goes even beyond the season. Amen. All right. For a title this morning, I have Diligent Hands. Diligent Hands. Diligent Hands. Let's open our Bible to Daniel chapter 1. I love Daniel so much. Daniel, I love him so much. I love the book of Daniel. I love Daniel's character, his person. You know. So we are reading the whole of Daniel chapter 1. If you have a Bible, please open to it. If you don't, look to the screen. Don't open Bible on your phone. Look to the screen or open your paper Bible. All right, Daniel chapter 1. Are we all there? All right, let's go. In the third year of the reign of the Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God, small letter G, in Babylon, or in Babylonia, and put in the treasure house of his God, small letter G. And the king ordered Ashpenaz, king of his court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility, young men without any physical defect, and some showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well, more like me, Sha, you know, and some, you know, showing knowledge and everything. All right, verse 4 again. Young men without any physical defects, and some showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. Let's quickly pause on this verse 4. He was to teach them the language and literature of these of the Babylonians, or of Babylon, as you may have it. Right. So imagine that you applied for a job, or you were recommended. In this case, they were recommended. They didn't literally apply. Right. You were recommended for a job, or let's even say you applied for a job, a dream job, a very good job. Right. And then you were picked. You went through the first phase of interview, successful. Second phase, successful. In some cases, you even write tests, you passed and whatnot. Now you received your appointment letter. And your appointment letter, they said you have to go to Ilekeo for 3 months. Some people don't know what Ilekeo is. If you know what Ilekeo is, wave your hand. If you don't know what Ilekeo is, wave your hand. And then you have to go to Ilekeo is Arabic school, Muslim Arabic school, Arabic school. And then they say you have to go to Muslim Arabic school. You have to go and learn Ali, Fa, Ba, Ta, and, you know, all of those things, right? How many people here will be like, oh, yeah, now, let's go. I'm interested. Of course, a lot of us be like, hold up. This is not what I signed up for, okay? First thing we are thinking is, you people want to convert me, Abi? You people want me to forsake my God, Abi? And, you know, and all of those things. In fact, you will come to church. And you'd be like, guys, let me tell you what happened. I went for this interview, and they were trying to convert me to Islam. They wanted us to be Christians. They didn't say, they wanted us to be Muslims. They didn't say, come and be Muslim. They said, come and learn Kew, Abi, so that you can do this job. Abi, that's what they said, right? So when you come to church, maybe in your ministry, and you're like, guy, I have some tea to spill this morning. This is what happened, though. Or you even come to church, and then you share with us. And then you say, I took my stand as a believer, as a Christian, and I said no. I rejected your job, and I'm believing my God that my God will not fail me, my God that I serve. And everybody will most likely will clap that, very good Christian, you took your stand, you know, everything. But that was exactly what happened to Daniel and his friends. Do you understand? But if you understand God's stand with Babylon, God does not like anything Babylon. I hope you guys know. Do you know? He does not like anything Babylon. If you read the book of Revelations well, you understand what I'm saying. It's like, in some places, it was even synonymous to hell. Babylon. Do you understand? Now imagine God's children. In today's world, if you are to place it side by side, you are not more born again than Daniel and his friends. I hope you know. They are as born again as you can be. They are as spiritual as you can be. They are as prayerful and word studying as you can be, right? And then they were taken to Babylon as exiles from Israel. And like that is not enough. They were now called to come and serve the king of Babylon, like the king of this world. Babylon was like the seat of power of the world as at that time. Just like US is the power of the seat of the world. Seat power of the world or whatever, right? Babylon was like that, right? And they had not like house of gods, small letter G. They had different gods that they were serving. So they had nothing. Not people that went into the holies of holies to go and pick gold, to go and loot the place. You can imagine no regard for God whatsoever. Nothing. You know, consign them. Do you get what I'm saying? You remember in the book of Romans, Galatians, that says, Romans, because they refused to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to reprobate mind. Babylonians were like that. So that you understand who they were, right? And then children of God, born again, expression house members, for example, were now taken as exiles to Babylon to go and serve the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, right? And like that is not enough. They were now taught, Bible says, he was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. I mean, if you can speak a language of any place, you're already a part of them. If you can understand, the literature here is not literally, it's literature as per books, right? Then also literature as per culture. You can't serve for example, Oni of Ife's palace with the kind of culture that they would have at Emir of Kano's culture. It's not possible. You have to understand the way they do their things. It's just like in Christendom. There's something we call doctrine. Do you understand? So you can't bring, for example, in this house, you can't bring a strange doctrine here and expect that should be the same Jesus we are calling. Yes, it is the same Jesus. But even the Bible says that we should give ourselves to the study of the word doctrine, right? So there is doctrine. There's how things are done. So it is just like that in Babylon too, as of that time. They were to teach them, for them to understand, remember they are born again, children of God. Do you understand? Do you get what I'm saying? That's why I said, That's the closest thing I could find when I was saying Ilekeu. Now, that is the closest opposing thing I could find to what we believe. You get what I'm saying? But please note that these guys, they didn't resign. They didn't say no to the job. They continued for a purpose. Somebody say for a purpose. Let's continue from verse 5. The king assigned them to a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table, and they were to enter the king's service. Among these were some from Judah, Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belteshazzar. To Ananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief officials for permission not to defile himself this way. There's a lot to learn from this scripture, actually. He resolved within himself. Then he asked for permission not to defile himself. Verse 9. Now God had caused the officials to show favor and sympathy to Daniel, but the official told Daniel, I am afraid of my lord, the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than other young men of your age? Remember that these other young men that were eating this lumptuous meal and everything are also born again, no? Because they are from Judah as well. Do you understand? So it's not like it's only Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that are born again. These guys are also born again because they brought all of them from Judah, right? House of God. And the king would have my head because of you. Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. So he agreed. It's the same book of Daniel that says that those who know their God, they shall do exploits. Ha. So he agreed to this test, and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and wine and that they were to drink and gave them vegetable instead. So he took away all the lumptuous meat that they were eating and gave them what Daniel requested for. So he gave everybody now. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, the chief official presented them to King Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service in every matter of wisdom and understanding, about which the king questioned them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians, enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Timer is not working again. Media. May the Lord bless the name of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. So Daniel must have been like most of us. Imagine federal government now calling you. That's okay. So we heard of you. We saw your work. We went through your IG reel or your TikTok show reel or whatever. Or somebody recommended you. We saw your CV. We saw, you know, whatnot, your portfolio. And then we'd like to work with you. Would you like to serve in Aso Rock with the president? How many of you say no? I thought somebody would raise hand. I forbite you. You say no, okay, thank you. You should have given Paul to bring it. All of us, either you like the man sitting as president or not, you will say yes. You will say yes, because I mean, we are talking federal government job here. Anyways, direct, Aso Rock, right? It was like Daniel. It was like that for Daniel and his friends. They must have maybe shared testimonies. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! When they took us to Aso Rock, we didn't even eat the food that ministers were eating. We ate the food that the president himself was eating. We sat at his table and we eat like this. And everybody, we shall praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll be happy for them. And at the end of the service, we'll go and meet them. I thank God for you. Somewhere deep down in your mind, you're like, God, I better run out for me as you run out for him now. Run out for me. And you know, everybody is happy for them and everything. However, what we do not know is that somewhere along the line, there's a burning furnace waiting for them. Somewhere along the line, there's lion's den waiting for Daniel. Do you understand? And note that in this introduction to Daniel, Meshach, all of them that we read, right? The Bible didn't specifically mention anything about their spirituality. Did you notice? It talked about their knowledge, their attitude to work, and whatnot. And that is not to say that they were not spiritual. I mean, later in the book of Daniel, you would have it where Daniel's where the Bible says that as his custom was, that's Daniel, he was praying. As his custom was, there was another place where he was praying, and then an angel brought answer, and he said, from the first day you opened your mouth, the answer had come. And he had prayed for like 21 days. Do you understand? And for the three friends too, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these were people that told the king to his face like this, that even if our God will not save us, we will still not bow down to this image that you have erected. Do you understand? So I don't know how more spiritual somebody can be than that. So they were like very, very spiritual. Do you know what I'm saying? But their introduction to us wasn't their spirituality. Do you guys get what I'm saying? It wasn't their spirituality. But that didn't mean, or that doesn't mean that they were not spiritual. Our spirituality is supposed to bear fruit. That is how, that is one of the tests for your spirituality. The kind of fruit. Even Jesus Christ says that by their fruit, you shall know them. It's not in your or that you come to church with dry lips and you know you are looking all sad and what's wrong with you? Mom, I've been fasting for the last 7 days. It's good to do that. It's good to fast. It's good to pray. It's good to read the Bible, do all of those things. Do you understand? But that is not how we actually know. In church, we can know. Do you understand? But your spirituality is not really, 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 really for us in church. And that is why sometimes it looks like there's too much strife in church. Because people, too much, how do I put it? Let me, permit me to use the word power. Too much power has been pent up, right? I've been empowered. You have been empowered. He has been empowered. You have been empowered. Everybody has been empowered. And nobody, nowhere to display the power. Nowhere to dispense the power. So as my power, they jam your power. I'm a Janoni. Do you understand? So our empowerment, our spirituality, our everything that we learn in church is not for church alone. Let me put it that way. It's not for church alone. Why did you think that Jesus Christ, even while he was on earth, sent out the 70? As some translations we have, it's 75. He sent them out. Let me see if you have been understanding what I've been teaching you. Do you understand what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? He sent them far. He sent them so far that he said that this journey, do not take shoes or clothes. I mean, a journey that you will need extra clothes for. It's not a nearby journey. Do you understand? So that means he sent them far to go. So all these things that we have accumulated, it's not just for the four walls of this building. It's all. I really don't need your revelation like that. You really don't need. I'm not saying we don't need each other. I mean, the Bible says that we should not forsake the gathering of fellow brethren, right? And he says to admonish each other in love and, you know, and all of that and all of that. So we need each other. However, that thing that God has built in you, that empowerment that you have, it's for outside. That's why Jesus Christ said, go ye into all the world. It is not stop. Alpha, why you become cranky? They don't even respect me enough in this house for the revelation I have. We don't need the revelation here. Go out. It is out in the world that they need it. And if you are talking about our spirituality, one of the places where our spirituality can actually truly be tested is the marketplace. And that is where I'm actually going this morning. And that was where they brought Daniel and his friend to the marketplace. I'm not saying marketplace as per Abodija Market, Dugbe Market. I'm talking marketplace as per industry, marketplace as per sector, marketplace as per, you know, the seven mountains of the world now. You know, family, business, entertainment, finance, and all of that, religion. And that is where we are needed. It's not in church. We are needed in church. Quite all right to serve God. Fellow believers, brethren, we come together, we get together. But when it comes to dispensing power, tell me how many people did the apostles heal in the temple? How many people did they heal in the synagogue? How many? Even Jesus, the only thing that we saw that Jesus did in the synagogue was to teach. And the next time we heard him in the synagogue was to wipe people, send them away because they were selling and buying. And he said, this is not what my father's house is for. They were healing on the street, oh. The beautiful gate, at least, it was still at the gate. They've not even entered yet. It was there that somebody got healing. Gates of the temple was where Peter healed somebody. It was outside. So our own outside is our marketplace. Marketplace. Christians in marketplace should be the best at whatever they do. Christians in marketplace should be people that people want to do things with, people that people want to have business with, people want to refer to do things. We should not be the last resort. They've checked. When they check, they say that this one is a Christian. As if you said back or no. They check, this one is a Christian. As if you said back or no. And you really can't blame people. People have had crazy experiences from Christians. My brother was still telling me a gist of, you know, their church at Agogo branch, not church Agogo. I think they wanted to do tiling and engraving and all of these things they are building. So it's like one of the people that they contracted for this job You will call him, 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 call him. By the time he picks, ah, Egbo ma binu, mo se kuro church ni. Egbo ma binu, ah, mo se kuro church pa wo. You have a job that you have collected money for. What they share kuro church as of now. When you were collecting the job, when you were collecting money, you didn't say, I have church service on this day, on this day, on this day. The way, let's not lie, the way some Christians have treated people, just sincerely, probably understand what I'm saying. The way some Christians have treated people, you're like, they didn't borrow loan, sha. They didn't born again, sha. You get what I'm saying? When we come to church, you know, we all look holy. We all look, it's a calm Sunday morning. When it's time to pray, now everybody can rap, pa, 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 pa. Fine. But that is not where our spirituality is tested, though. Our spirituality is tested when you are not rap, pa, 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 pa. I mean, the Christians, it's not like they were praying on the streets. It's not like all of them opened the scroll like this and they were reading before they called them Christians. It's just from their lifestyle. These people are behaving like Jesus Christ. There's a trait of Jesus Christ in these people. That was why they called them Christians. And even Jesus Christ, the identity card he gave us as Christians or as his followers, is not prayer, is not fasting, is even love. He said, by this shall men know that you are of me, when you love people. Do you get what I'm saying? So all of these activities that we do as Christians, praying, studying the Bible, fasting, doing all of these things, it's good. But if they cannot translate to people seeing you and saying that in this office, you are just different. I don't know what it is that is different about you. You don't even have to open your... That's one of the best way I love to evangelize. When I don't have to say anything to anybody and they come and say, there's just something different about you. There's just something different about you. Many people, while I'm on set, who just say, if I say you'll be pastor, I say, pastor, okay. Me, I'm not pastor. Of course, on set, you don't even pray. Nobody care. Baba, I didn't tell you, people will not care about you and your Jesus. You hear somebody say, come on, I've not even gone to church in 10 years. I'd be like, in 10 years? People will say ridiculous things. Things I cannot even say from the pulpit. People that have gone far, far, in church, as in run hour. As in, there are some things I can't do to you now. There are some things I can't say to you. People, they don't care about you. They've paid you. Come and do your job. The way, Oluwa. The way people will just, they'll just say things and be like, it's not even in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And these are people that you are working with. These are people that are your colleagues. Our spirituality will be tested, not on your knees when you are praying, not when you open the word of God to read. It will be tested when you come in contact with somebody that does not give a damn about what you believe in. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? How are they going to perceive you? I know we always say, what people think about you doesn't matter. As far as you have a good... Well, sometimes what people think about you matters. You know, come on, you cannot go to work and you'll be cantankerous at work and you fight everybody, and then it's now time for us as a church to go to your environment to go and preach, and then people are not listening to us because of you. Kole Woko, as a matter of fact, they should want to hear us. This person is in your church. Come and preach to us because this person is a good person. You get what I'm saying? Because the Jesus that we preach has to show many Christians are too lazy. Many Christians are too lazy. Very, very lazy. Very, very. I know what I'm saying. Many people are too lazy. Do not be a lazy Christian. If God has given you work to do, do the work. Time for work is not time for prayer. If you know that all you want to do with your life is prayer, please don't go and look for employment anywhere. I'm begging you. You can start a business. The day that you choose to attend to customers, you attend to them. The day you don't feel like doing anything, I mean, it's your business. Do you understand? But that somebody is paying you their money, and then you're now saying, kiniko, the reason why I came late to work is because I have to go for a 10 a.m. prayer meeting in church. It's because I have to, my prayer time, I woke up late, so I was praying. Things like that don't add up. They don't add up as Christians. They don't. Look at Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were at the king's, they were at their learning time or their tutorial, as it were.
at the time they were supposed to be there. And that still didn't disturb their spirituality.
When it was time to learn, they must have taught them how to walk. Of course, you can't walk in the king's palace and just be walking anyhow. They must have, when it was time to learn how to walk, they were there. When it was time to learn how to talk, they were there. When it was time to learn the language, there. When it was time to learn how to comport, they will teach you a lot of things in places like this. They were there. They were found faithful. Christians should be found faithful at work.
Be diligent with what you do. Be diligent. Be diligent. The Bible says that he that is faithful in little is faithful in much. He's not will be faithful in much or can be faithful in much or should be faithful in much. If, as a matter of fact, you are faithful in little, you are automatically faithful in much. In much. You know, the Bible was saying in the book of Ezekiel. Let's go to Ezekiel. I know the scripture. All of us, we love to read it for as per anointing and everything. And when the anointing came, it came from the ankle level. And then it went to the knee level. Fine. Do you understand? But you will not live, as a matter of fact, if you are not faithful in your little. Right? If you are not faithful in your little, imagine your little as the ankle level. You cannot go knee deep if you are not found faithful on your ankle deep. It's not possible. God does not waste resources because you have fasted, because you have prayed, because you have done this, you have done that. If you still are not found faithful, our God is a God of principle. Oh. He cannot jump gun because of you. Co-possible. It's just principle. It's just principle. See what I'm saying? And God has... There was one time I just sat to myself and I was like, if you think of it, people that are actually calling the shots in this world, in this life, most of them are non-believers. They are not believers. All these guys are doing AI now. They are literally the ones determining our future now. Okay, this is the way we are going. These are the things we are doing. Future as per technology. You know, and all of those. And you don't have a choice. You will use it. You have phone now. You will use it. You don't have a choice. Who does not use AI here? Everybody does. You get what I'm saying? If they come tomorrow now and they say, okay, this is the way this one will go, we will adapt to it. Either you like it or not, you adapt to it. But these guys, most of them are not even believers. So I'm not like, God, like, why is it not that it's not believers that are doing all of these things? This was what God told me. Because it's a very, very big question in my heart. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Let's quickly go there. Like, you give me my full 1 hour. The God of this world, or the God of this age, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, who is the express image of God, as you have in some translations, right? So, this world, this age, this physical world that we can see, the devil is the God of this world, right? He's the one ruling it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are we together? The devil is the one ruling this world. So you cannot really question it that maybe some of the people that are, you know, calling all of these shots are unbelievers and all of that and all of that. Now, the place of believers in all of these things, right, is that God has kept us. God has kept me. God has kept you as remnants for him. Do you get what I'm saying? As remnants. And do you not think that God knows what he's doing? Such that all of us in this gathering, we believe in one God. We believe in one Bible. We believe in one Jesus. We believe in the same Holy Spirit. But we all do not do the same thing professionally. In this house, we have doctors. In this house, we have nurses. We have lawyers or law students. We have agriculturists. We have filmmakers. We have content creators. We have, name it, whatnot. We have everything. We have. So why do you think that God has so ordained it that way? That Christians, all of us, we are not just doing the same thing. Since we all believe the same thing, why are we not just all doing the same thing? So that we are remnants. All the people in the scriptures that made a difference. Nehemiah, for example. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king. When the vision came, and then, you know, he started, he went to the king and he said he wanted to rebuild the walls of Jericho and Jerusalem and all of those things and all of those things. Nehemiah was a cupbearer. Joseph was a servant in the house of Potiphar before he now, you know, went to the prison and then and he became king. Do you understand? So your place, at your place of work, is not just to go there and collect money. And you are there as a remnant. You are there as somebody that at the end of the day, see Daniel, for example, at the end of the day, the king said that, of a true, the God of Daniel is the true God. And he gave a decree that everybody must worship the God of Daniel. What will we say about you? The God of Gabriel, the God of Paul, the God of Tijesuni, the God of Angela, the God of Bolu. Would people want to worship your God? When we put off, or when we are not practically doing our when you are not doing that, will people still see God in you? Because if the only time we see God in you is when you are praying, you are not even born again. You are just, it's show that you are doing. You don't have a relationship with God that way. It's not every time, even Jesus Christ was, of all the times that Jesus Christ was physically here on earth, the only time that the Bible mentioned when he prayed was when he went to pray at the garden just before his arrest. But was he not praying? How come we're seeing more of his works than more of his prayer? Do you get what I'm saying? Was Daniel not praying? How come we saw more of his works than more of his prayers? We are not here to record your prayers. That is between you and God. We are here for your fruit. We are here for your fruit. At your workplace, they are there for your fruit. They believe you have something. They may not even know you are born. Nobody employs you because you are born again in the first place. They employed you because they believe you have a skill. Right? So why not put that skill to work? Let your hands be found faithful at your place of work. And let people see Jesus in you. Let people see Jesus in you. Let people ask for more of your type at your place of work. There's an opening. Do you have somebody that you can bring in? Do you have somebody that you can... Do you have somebody that they are even... You know, some believers are very, very funny. You go to work. You do anyhow. And then it's looking like they are giving you query. And you're like, I will even leave that place. Let me leave that place and see if that company will not fold up. It's a lie. You will leave. They will have more branches. Because as a matter of fact, maybe now they even cause them delays because of your attitude to work. Do you get what I'm saying, guys? Whatever, Bible says, that whatever it is that your hands find doing, do it. Do it with all your might. Do it. I know we all have dreams. I know we all have visions. I know we all have everything that we want to do. But right now, before those dreams, before they start becoming alive, whatever it is that your hands like this can do, do it. Do it. Do it like, that's all I can do. Don't let us trifle with work. Don't let us trifle with diligence. Don't let us, even though for anything, I don't know. Do people not like money? Do you not like money? And if for the sake that you even make money doing it, do it well. My own goal is that what I do, I will be the best at it. Maybe one of the best, because I... But at least so that you mention that we need this. You mention 10 people and you not mention my name. I will not agree. Do you understand? We can't just be laid back. We can't just be doing things anyhow. There has to be spirit of excellence in all that we do. In all that we do. We can't just give things to chances and say, let's just see how it goes. Let's just do it. It's not working. Let's just... We can't be doing... It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. God will not trust you with knee deep, with waist deep. When you are at knee deep and you are not found faithful at your knee deep, you will not come to waist deep. Let alone saying that you want to overflow. God does not waste resources. If you have not built capacity for it, God does not waste resources. He cannot entrust you. He says he that is faithful. See Jesus Christ, when he gave talent to one, he gave one. To one, he gave two. To one, he gave five. The one he gave five multiplied it. He said, the ones that you have multiplied, go and make use of it again. Meaning that you have built capacity. We all have aspirations. We all have dreams. We all have prayer points. As for God, do this for me. God, do that for me. But let's actually check it. Are we actually building capacity? Have we been found faithful in the ones that God has done before? Have we been found faithful? Even if you gone, as you are like this, if you have a younger sibling, and then you say, my brother, I want to start a business. This is the business I want to do. Okay, can you come? And then you have the money to help the business. Say it needs like... 1 million naira for the business. I say, okay. Let's start this way. I'll give you 500,000. Let me see what you do with 500,000. If he goes and squanders 500,000 and then he comes back, will you give him another 500,000? You won't. Let alone God's resources. The skill he has given you is a resource. The mind that he has given you is a resource. And that is, I think, that is where the problem even comes in, comes from most times. Christians, we over-spiritualize things too much. Too much. More like, once you give your life to Jesus Christ like this, some people just think that their mind stop working. It's raw. Even that's when your mind starts working more. That's, you have to put your mind to work. We have to, you have prayed, you have done your what's it called? Your morning quiet time with God. You've done, after that, what happens? Your mind has to be alert. Your mind has to be, say. God will find us faithful in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Isaiah 58, 12. The Bible says that your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls and restorer of streets with dwellings. That is why I said that God has sent all of us as remnants. And this is what we are supposed to do. Wherever it is that you find yourself, this is what we are supposed to do. You can't just say, you know, you have to blend in and all of that and all of that. See the case of Daniel and his friends. They had to learn what they had to learn to gain access to where they will make a difference as remnants. Not that they were blending in. That was why Daniel proposed in his heart and then he resolved that I'm not going to eat of the king's portion. Do you understand? Lest we start misinterpreting scriptures. Daniel and his friends, did they not blend in? Were they not doing what they were doing? No. They did what they needed, what the job required them to do. And that was skill. Do you get what I'm saying? They had to learn literature. They had to learn language. But when it came to the things where, to the ones that they could control, either to blend in or not, other guys were Christians, but they chose to blend in. Now them go talk, say, you know, when you are in Rome, you have to behave like a Roman. You know, when you are in Rome, you behave like a born-again child of God. Do you know what I'm saying? So that was what Daniel and his friend proposed in their hearts to do. That, okay, this is the time when we can see, we can separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the time when the children of God will be known. This is the time when the sons of God will be known. We are not blending in. And see what Daniel did? He asked for permission. He wasn't unruly. He didn't say, if I be a man of God, you official that has been given us. It doesn't work like that. Bible says that we should respect authorities. The authority that you have dishonored, when it's now time to proclaim the name of your God, how will they honor your God? See what I'm saying? He asked for permission. Sir, please, we understand that this is what the king has said that we should do. However, if you don't mind, if we find favor in your sight, can we please do this? And the man was like, okay, they were supposed to do that for how many times? For 3 years? Yeah, for 3 years. He said, okay, let's check for 10 days. I mean, 10 days out of 3 years. If it looks like, okay, Daniel and his friend, they lean. There's still enough time to quickly correct whatever was wrong. But he found out, Omo, I really yato. You know what I'm saying? He found them different. Guys, the reason why God gives us the things that he gives us is not for us to just come and flaunt, hallelujah, I got a job, guess what, my salary is in 7 figures, hallelujah, and then we are all happy, and then he comes with an official call and vacation during summer to any country of my choice, and he comes with a house, and can he come, good, even me, I want it, Paul and I, we always say that if we see 9 to 5, they go pay in millions, we go to him. Who doesn't want good money? Do you understand? But that is really no why. It's not even because of your tithes that God gives you some of these things that he gives you. Your job. It's not because of your tithes. God is not broke. I hope you all know. It's not because of your offering. It's because he's sending you there as a remnant. But it's just so sad that when the so-called remnant gets there, the remnant just starts blending in. And then you are forgotten your mission there. That I am here as a child of God. Esther was sent to the king's palace as a remnant for access. for access, so they could have access. Joseph was sent as a remnant. So the whole of Israel, there was something for them when the 7 years of famine came. But you being sent as a remnant, if you go there and you go and blend in, imagine the people that are coming after you that are supposed to enjoy what you have done before them. Do you get what I'm saying? Let it be said that it's because of this person that was at this company that this thing changed. It's because of this person that was at this company that this thing changed. Do you get what I'm saying? If you have been employed to work, please, I'm begging you, by the mercies of God, walk the walk. And see God lift you. We can't cut corners, though, as believers. If you know that you want to hold on to God, you have to do it by His principle. By His principle. By His principle. You can't be smarter than God, as a matter of fact. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon me, upon you. See, darkness covers all the earth." The Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come." It now says, "Darkness covers all the earth, and thick darkness over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you." So your rising, what do you think it means? It's for your light to shine in darkness. It's for your light to shine. If you see, I don't know if God does that. I was going to say something, so I won't say what I don't know. I don't know if God. I was going to say, if your light don't shine, I'll go far. But I don't know if God off people's light. So listen. So please, we have been preserved and sent as remnants, like we read in the book of Isaiah chapter 58, to rebuild, to repair, to restore. That's why we are there. That's why we are there to. You know, some people say, come on, in my own office, so me, I cannot go about and be saying, and be preaching Jesus. They don't allow it in our office, so they don't allow it in our office. So why do you think Daniel was thrown into the lions then? Why do you think people came up to gang up against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego so that they will erect a statue for them to bow down to it? You think it was conducive for them? I'm not saying. Go against the policy. And then early in the morning, you are calling everybody. Oh, yeah, everybody, come. Let's gather for morning devotion. If you try it in some companies in Lagos, oh, they didn't so come yet. Oh, the lolly. People, places where you are working with a 60-year-old man. You are just 24. You call him by his name. He's not even Mr. Caller. Caller. They don't care. If you call him Mr. Caller, they can query you. Or you're not going to say Uncle Caller at work. You know, at work too, sometimes people will just call people by name. You just say, can you call? Uduak. I'd be like, it's with me, it will pat my body. See the person that you are just calling by name. And then they will not just mind. Afa, what do you want? Can you call? But me, the respect to me will not allow now. I'll still find a way. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's for your light to shine. It's for your light. Say it's for my light to shine. But when light that is supposed to shine, is not even darker than the darkness where you are supposed to shine. There's problem. So we need to see ourselves as, Baba, I've been sent here for a mission. For a mission. It could be one-on-one. There will always be somebody at work that you talk to. Start from there. Just, you know, Jesus loves you. Without even mentioning Jesus, let them see that there's a difference in this person. Go if you are, go early to work. I'm begging you. They be share. Don't lie. Don't change figures. It's just in the little things, in the small things. Small. One time, the person that I called on one said that way. That I said somebody was. She came and said, "It's like you're a pastor." I said, "Why?" When she said, "I don't know, you know." Can you come? Say all other ADs, they shout at people, but you don't shout at people. I said, that's why he said, I'm a pastor. He said, yes, because I don't shout at you. That's why he said, I'm a pastor. He said, yes. But I know that she might not just be able to place the word. She must have seen something. Imagine now you now want to preach to that kind of person. Oh, my, it will be sweet. But imagine you and somebody at work, they say, Baba. Calm down. Can you go? And then you go at loggerheads, and at the end of the day, you find yourself saying, "Bye, eh? You want to bye? Yeah,
And then after, at lunch, now goes to the person, brother, how are you doing? I would like to, even you know, go sweet for your mouth. You know, I would like to, you go first, they look you like, say, what do you want? Say, that I know best, Jerry, and I just, my anger, and I would like to tell you about Jesus. So that your Jesus, you know, if his fault work on your anger. It doesn't add up that way. We can't be preaching this and be exhibiting this. It has to match. Say that it has to match. It must match. Let your lifestyle preach Jesus before your mouth preaches Jesus. Let your life, let people call you Christians because of the way you live your life at work. See, do you know that the time you spend at work is more than the time you spend in church? I mean, in church, we are just in church on Sundays for a few hours. If not for picnic tonight now, max, by 12, this place is almost empty. We wait the day for church. We know each other. Most people have gone home already. Until Thursday, some people until Sunday. Even some people say, maybe until next year. Now we go see them again. But work, you spend like 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours at work every day. So where do you think your influence is more needed? In church or at work? Diligent hands, guys. Diligent hands. It's not for competition. It's not so that at the end of the year, they will not say, the best staff for the year is Yeshua because she's been, and they, hallelujah, praise. It's not for that. If you are the best staff and you have not really impacted anybody, what's the use of your best staff? Like we say, do you get what I'm saying? We don't need best. If you are best staff, it's fine, no? It's okay. But the cocoa is impact. Let people see Jesus in you. Before people hear you say Jesus, let them first see in you. Do you get what I'm saying? Is it my time? That's 45 minutes, Abby. Oh, yeah, please give me my 15 minutes now, please. Let me quickly round up. The Bible says, God cannot be mocked. A man will reap whatever he sows. You cannot be sowing insolence and laziness and all of the necessities like that. And you'll be expecting to reap a bountiful harvest. It doesn't work like that. You see, in all the principles of God, the one way we say, this one, is sowing and reaping. What you have not sowed, you cannot reap. And the one that you are sowing, you will reap. And you know how reaping is now. You will sow small, you will reap plenty. And you will reap later. At the time, maybe you are not even expecting. It's just simple knowledge. It's just, I feel like it's just common sense. Why not just sow good works? Why not just sow diligence so that you can reap a bountiful harvest? It's as simple as that. We have to be found faithful in all that we do. In all that we do. We have to be found faithful. We have to see, guys, we actually need to move. There's no time. We need to move. There has to be a shift. We need to move. We need to actually move. The works of our hands, they have to prosper. We need to do well. The Bible says that above all things, I pray that you do well and you prosper, even as your soul prospers. We need to. If you don't even want to do well for anything, at least for the sake of the gospel. See, this gospel, it needs money. This gospel is sweet to do with money. There are some things that Paul and I will just be like, may person just get this kind of money. Just Paul will now say, make I catch those Twitter people where they always talk, say prosperity. Kineko. Baba go just say vex. We need money. It's okay. Even our picnic this evening. Imagine, say, all of us, you just say, one learn now, the whole church. Why can't you just do like a getaway picnic? So bad, me. Go bad now. All of us, you just go to Yorkshire, you know. You know what I mean? You guys have not been to Yorkshire? You've not been? He that is faithful in little is faithful in much. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. The Bible says that seeth a man diligent in his work. Seeth a man diligent in his, not in his prayer life, Not in his fasting and studying of the word of God. Seeth a man diligent in his work. He will serve before kings and not mean men. How did you think Daniel gets to the king's palace? How did you think Nehemiah got to the king's palace? How did you think Joseph got to the king's palace? How did you think David got to the king's palace? All of these people, they had their CV. We even read some of their CVs. It was heavy. It was loud. In fact, Daniel, in the case of Daniel, you know, after he interpreted the dream and all of those things, and then another king came, and you know, and what, the Bible says that the queen of the palace went to the king, and she was the one reeling out the CV of Daniel. There is a boy from Judah. His name is Daniel. He has done this. He has done that. He has done this. That, he was not even there. People from Babylon were now the ones reading out his CV. Ha. Just imagine that, okay, this is what I do. Whatever it is that you do, imagine this is what I do. Now there's an opportunity, and captains of industry are seated like this, and somebody mentions my name. How do you think they will perceive you? Is that how they will perceive you? I don't say I hate it. I dislike it when you say this is what you do. Oh, she need moshe now. There are more than 100,000 jobs, profession, anything, skill, career to pick from by yourself. Or one way or the other, you shall end up doing whatever it is that you are doing. You should be a master at it. And this nonsense of, I cannot do this kind of work. Can you keep quiet? Nehemiah was a cupbearer in the king's palace. Do you know what cupbearer is? The king drinks from his hand. Don't serve. What we will call server. That's what he was doing. But in this age, we have people that don't have anything. They don't have anything yet. But there are the ones that say, I cannot do that job. You cannot do that job. Does your father have more big money somewhere that you want to start a business with? There was a time Paul and I, we would go to the mall. Oh my goodness. We are looking for YouTube subscribers for somebody. He will pay us. We will go to the mall. We're going to be meeting people. After a good afternoon. And then we met friends. One of his most best paying clients. That was how we met her. We just went, he said, then we met one of our friends too. Say, we have this YouTube channel. We would like to for you to please subscribe. You know, some people, they will answer you well. Some people, they will snub you. That's your problem. We move on. If I'm not telling you now, how many of you will know? Is it written on our forehead that we'll go to the mall? Stay there. You're saying, I cannot do this job. But you don't have this money. You don't have that money. Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber. Poverty will envelope you. You don't know. Be saying you cannot do this job. You cannot do that job. There are sometimes Mr. Zach will send some job opportunities to the group. I will think of 2-3 people. I'll just like, I know these people. If I send this, then it's not this kind of job I'm looking for. There's one lady that in this church. Somebody should have got a job for her, and then the pay was above 50k. You say, I cannot be doing a job that is 50k. I cannot do 50k job. I say, I cannot do 50k job. I say, okay, tell me your job experience. How many places have you worked? You know, I just finished school now. Guys, work culture as believers. Work culture. Do you know what you carry as a believer? As you are standing like this, do you know what you carry? When you said, "Dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior," you have Jesus. Even if you are not a believer, an average person has the Trinity innate in him. Is there. When God said, let us create man in our own image, he wasn't creating a born-again Christian. He was creating man as per mankind. And the let us was Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So they are there, innate. Do you understand? That's why we say, when you When you give your life to Christ and then you want to speak in tongues and everything, it's not like the Spirit is descending upon them, but it is also there. That's why we say that they should find expression, because it's already there. It's just like they are giving it activation now. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, how do I put it? If you put off this light now and everywhere is dark, the light is there. The expression you are giving it is just to switch the button and then there's light in the building. Do you understand? So that is for an average human being. A human being is powerful. That's why I say, what the power of a single person, Olofa, gone. Let alone somebody that is now born again, carrying Jesus actively, carrying God actively, carrying the Holy Spirit actively, now having the ministry of angels all to yourself. And you are not thinking that whatever I now use all this power I have to do, and you do it, so you think it will not prosper. Ha. The work of my own hands, it will prosper. It will prosper well. It will take me to nations. The Bible says that the gift of a man opened doors for him. The gift there actually is saying that the gift that you give, but also your gift as per your talent too, will open doors for you. My gift will open doors for me. My skill will open doors for me. My skill will take me to nations. I will be diligent in my work. I will be diligent with what I do. Baba, no more. No more. The Bible says, I understood. I, Daniel, I understood by the books. Some people are doing business. They've never read one book on business. On business management, business anything. They've not read one book. And you say you own a business. And you want to compete. Global competitor on TikTok. Oh, yeah. Some people are doing you have a job. Okay, let's even say you are not even doing what you studied in school. Whatever it is that you are doing, you have not read one book. You have no idea other than the things that you go into the office. They say, oh, this is what you are doing for today. Oh, okay, this is what I'm doing for today. And that is it. When it's now time for promotion, God does not jump guns. When it's now time for promotion, you are now looking for miraculous promotion. But you are not putting in the work now. You are not faithful in the little. You never gonna say, so boss, I have this idea. No, nothing like that. It's just garbage in, garbage out. Because you got to come here at the end of the month, I'll collect my salary. You can't work like that as a Christian. They are not paying for your spirituality at work. They are paying for what your mind can produce, what your mind can do. That's what they are paying for. Then put it to work. Put it to work. Bible says that we should renew our minds daily. Renew it. As you are renewing it, fresh idea is coming. And don't be selfish. If you work for somebody now, if you have an idea, share with them. When you have your own, ideas will still come. Ideas know they finish. Ideas know they finish. You don't say, I'll keep this idea when I start my own business. By that time, say, maybe the trend said, don't go. Whatever your hands finds to do, but Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, there's another scripture that says that now that you are in your prime, or that you have your strength in you, whatever you can do, do it well. Before you know, let's blink two times now. We are in our 40s. We are in our 50s. Be found faithful. In your faithfulness lies promotion. Your faithfulness lies more. More. God will not waste the resources because you are praying, because you are fasting. If he has not found you faithful in what you want him to do, more will not come. It's just principle. Diligence. See a man diligent in his work, not in his prayer life, not in his Bible study. Those things are necessities. We have to do them, right? However, in your work. I was saying let's just read like one or two CVs. Daniel, let's read Daniel. Sharp. Daniel chapter 5. 11 and 12. Daniel chapter 5, 11 and 12. Okay, let's read from 10. The queen, hearing the voices of the king and his nobles, came into the banquet hall. O king, live forever, she said. Do not be alarmed. Do not look so pale. There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy gods in him. Let's even forgive her. She does not know about God. That's why she said holy gods. Because she saw that, for this guy to be like this, she didn't even say holy God, small letter G. God's like, opo. Do you understand? She didn't know better. That's why she said holy gods. Moving on. in him. In the time of your father,
that was Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, man. In the time of your father, he was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom like that of the gods. King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, I say, appointed him chief of the magicians, the enchanters, the astrologers, the diviners. This man, Daniel, whom the king called Belteshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means. Call for Daniel. Let them say, call for Dubani. Call for Diekola. Call for this one. Call for that one. Call for, let your name be there. It's not that we are looking for who to downsize, and it's your name that is coming first. It's an insult now. How's that now? How can your name be? If you are of value, they cannot downsize you. It's because this man is of value. See what the Bible says now, that he can solve problems. He can solve problems. If you are going to work day in, day out, and you are really not making any impact, if it comes to downsizing, now you go first think of, if you like, pray from now till tomorrow. If I'm your boss, as a fellow believer, I go first sack you too, if you are not making impact. You can't be wasting people's money and resources. The office you go to, they pay for the building. The AC that blows on your head, they pay for the building, man. David was reading his own CV now. I love David so much. He was reading his own CV now. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, in some places, people will speak for you. In some places, you better open your mouth and talk. You better open your mouth and talk. It don't be this nonsense modesty. You must have been more proud. But it's something that you have done now. You must have been more proud. May modesty, we sabotage ourselves too much with modesty. Hero, yes, I did it. Because it took my sweat and blood to do it. So yes, I did it. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 34. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by the hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And the bear, this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. The Baba, he has something to show for. He has done something. Do you get what I'm saying? He has done something. Sometimes it's not every time. God, in the room of opportunities, let somebody remember that. Sometimes it will be you that will be in the room of opportunities. What will you say? And employers, they always want to know. So why did you leave your last place of assignment? They sacked me. Okay. Out of 100, you don't already drop to 90 automatically. So they said, on your CV, it says that you worked there again. Why did you leave? They sacked me. Even if it's you, you want to employ somebody. First place, they sack. Second place, they sack. He sack. Will you not have second thoughts? Esther chapter 6. The book of Esther chapter 6. Believers, we need to do better. We need to approach work with a better mentality, with a spirit of excellence. We need to stop anyhowness. Anyhowness. It has even followed some people to church. They just do their work in church anyhow. No excellence. No going back to check. No. They will even give some people criticism like this. This thing that you do, you have to do like this. You have to. Mama, lejuni. And you want to go to marketplace. In church, we are still being nice now. We are still being marketplace. They don't mind. Some people are piney. You don't know. They don't. Some people just don't like you. They will tell you to your face, I don't like you. What will you do? How many people in church will come to meet in church? I don't like you. It's rare. Even if they don't like you, they will still pancake it small. Yeah. But, come on, right?
Esther chapter 6, verse 1. That night, the king could not sleep. So he ordered the book of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Bigthamar and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate the king. What honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? The king asked, and they said nothing has been done for him. And then he said, do this, do this, do this, do this. When the book of reckoning came, Mordecai was found there. The book of reckoning will come. Will you be found there for your good works? You know that when we were in secondary school, I don't even know if that thing was actually a thing. Say, they've used red Bible to write your name in principal's book. And you will be scared. You'll be scared. In when it comes to diligence, say na blue Bible, they use write your name. I've been a red Bible. I've been a red mark herself. Guys, we need to do better. On being faithful, we can read Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, Proverbs 11, verse 3, Proverbs 20, verse 4, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians 6, 9 says that we should not be weary in doing good. We should not be weary in doing good. We should not be weary in doing good. There's no job, whatever it is that your hands find doing, as far as it's not anything, it's not illegal. Whatever it is legal or legal, like Paul is saying, legal. Whatever it is that your hands find, do it well. Do not be weary in it. Do not, some days I understand that you just feel, you wake up and you don't feel like going to work. But you still have to go and you have to show up well at work. You need to do the work well. Because there's never a day that money will come into your account and you feel like, I don't even feel like receiving credit alert today. Anybody? Yeah, well, today me, I don't feel like receiving credit alert, Jerry. It's never like that. So then you should also never feel like not working. You should always body my, but still show up as well. We have to be found faithful. We have to be found faithful. We cannot be lazy. We cannot be, There's dignity in labor, guys. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10 says there's dignity in labor. There's dignity in labor. Dignity. 3:10, dignity in labor. There's dignity in labor. Owo, shise, with you. Let your head walk. Let your hands walk. There's dignity in it. I cannot understand all those young boys that will meet you on the road. Your hands are working, your legs are working, your head is working, and you are saying, Be one con babo. There is body jaje. You cannot go and carry load for people. You are saying, Be one con. Just in Lagos, you don't need to go and meet someone and say, I want to be doing conductor for you. It's not needed. Just jump on the bus and start calling people. It has gone like that. Yeah, now you think they apply for conductor work in Lagos? You don't have to. You just jump on. You see that this driver does not have conductor. Just jump on the bus. Once he sees that you do it well like this, well, after the day, you talk about payments. That's what they do. But for me to now see a fellow young guy, you know, nothing for you. Nothing. You cannot work. Go to Ladipo. Go and help people carry engine of cars. Go to Yaba. Go and help people carry load. You are doing me. Let's press on. Press on. Press on. There are scriptures. It might look, I can understand. Sometimes it looks like I've done all that I can do. OJ, please come on the keyboard so that you'll be doing me like, oh, you're finished. Sometimes it looks like I've done all that I can do. I'm diligent. I do work well. This big break, when is it coming? Press on. Press in. Like we say now, lock in. Keep at it. Keep doing it. Keep doing. There's something called the day of reckoning. The day of reckoning is coming. Let it not be it's the day that the day of reckoning will come that you now give up. Oh, they give up. You go hard. You can't go home. You go hard. You keep going hard. If you have gone hard, go harder. If you have gone harder, go the hardest. If you have gone the hardest, go the hardest more. If there's anything like that, just lock in. Keep grinding, guys. Diligence pays. I can tell you for a fact, diligence pays.
I said diligence pays. Sorry. Diligence pays. You get. If you need scriptures, Exodus, me. One day, I sat with the scripture. Scriptures that I was talking about, work of my hands, my skill, work of my hands. Amen. Rush. When the Bible says that when the word of the Lord, when I found it and I ate it, me, I did chop him. Because I want to do well. Exodus chapter 34, verse 10 says that the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you before all your people. I will do wonders never before done in all the nations of the world. The people you live among, we see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 40 and 41 says that the Lord said, I will delight in doing them good. God says he will delight in doing you good. Psalm chapter 90, verse 17. I like this one too so much. Let's quickly go there. Chapter 90, Psalm 90, 17. It says, may the favor of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord, the delightness of the Lord, our God, rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. These are scriptures that you can use when it looks like, you use scripture, use a napalm, use a bacham, then you go again. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 11. This one, it's just one line. That one line, I napalm. Bible says, bless all his skills, O Lord, and be pleased with the work of his hands. The rest of it, I don't want. Smite the loins of those who rise up against him, strike his foes, he rise no more. Hallelujah. But the one will consign me past now. Bless all his skills, O Lord. Come on, now God endow me with the skills. Bless it, Lord. That is how to bless him. When it looks like pressure is too much, you too put pressure here. Confess those scriptures. Then go at it again. There's always a better. One thing I've learned is if you think you've done a job and or more. I gave all my best. The next one you are doing, there's always a better way to do it. Trust me. Go to YouTube. There are videos. There's nothing you do that there are no videos. Go online. There are free PDFs. There are resources everywhere. There are resources everywhere. The same knowledge that you have is still the same knowledge you are using to push. Every profession is advancing. Even if it's puff that you are making. The way some people make puff now, You'll be surprised. You'll be shocked. Let's stand to our feet, everybody. I know that there might be people in church today and they'll be like, Baba, I've done practically all I know to do. I've done literally all, humanly speaking, that I know to do. God sees you and God knows. Just press on. Press on. Keep at it. Keep going. Don't be tired. Don't be weary. Like I always tell people that are close to me, I'll tell them, see, this day, we'll remember it in the future and we'll just laugh. Because that time, the harvest is here. The harvest will come. There is harvest. God is not wicked. This harvest, this bountiful harvest, this abundance, it's not God that actually needs it. He doesn't need it. It's for us. It's for me. It's for you. It's for everybody. So it's not like God is hoarding it. He's not hoarding it. Maybe he's just waiting for you to just build capacity more. You might be thinking, God, I've done all I can do. But he's saying, what is coming? You don't have capacity for it yet. In your own small thinking, God, he's saying, go again. Do another course. What is coming? Because he doesn't want you to fail when he comes. Some people, it has come and then, the success has just distracted them. The harvest has distracted them. They are nowhere to be found anymore. He doesn't want that for us. He says, above all, that you will do well. While you are still doing well, your soul is still doing well as well. It's still prospering. That's God's plan. That's God's wish for us. Guys, let's show diligence. There's always something to do. There's always, even if now to start as sales rep, start. Even if anything, do. There's I never ask anybody in this life, what do you do? Whatever they do, I encourage it. As a legal, anything, I encourage it. Because some of the things that we treat as, see the job this one is doing, that's what many people go abroad and do, and they will say, mother, they also low. We are just deceiving ourselves here. There's dignity in labor. There's dignity in labor. Let's lift our hands to God and just say, God, have mercy. Let's just receive God's mercy this morning. Lift your hands and just receive God's mercy this morning. Just receive God's mercy this morning. Mercy, 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 mercy for all the places, Lord, that we've gotten it wrong. God, please just have mercy. Just have mercy, Lord, please. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 to 16, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he was without sin. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Unless this is not a time of need for you, let's just open our hands and receive mercy. For me, this is a time of need, and I really want God to have mercy. Mercy, mercy. Help us, Lord. The Bible says, I will look up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Nobody can help me. Nobody can help you. Yes, people can help people, but when it comes to the real thing, when it comes to the meat of the matter, it is only God that can help us. It is only God. More than what you even think you need. It is only God that can help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to give one or two people the opportunity this morning. If you are in this house and you have not given your life to Christ, you are not born again, or you don't speak in tongues, if you are in the house this morning, can you just please wave wherever you are? Just want to give you an opportunity to meet with your maker this morning, to give your life to Christ this morning. If you are in the house this morning and you are not born again, anybody, if you want Jesus in your life as your Lord and your personal Savior, or if you are not even sure if you are born again, maybe or maybe you're not, this thing I'm even doing, am I even born again or not, and you want to be sure this morning, or if you can't speak in tongues, everybody's born again, everybody can speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Please, you may be seated.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know Him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in Him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG, or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.